What's up, everybody? Come on, we need more energy than that. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Could Be Better podcast show live. That's right, you're part of history. This is our first live show ever. Yeah! All right, at this time, I just want to let you know that you should now turn off your cell phones and get ready to enjoy the show. So without further ado, let's bring out your host for the night, Mr. Nate Bargatze and Mr. Yiannis Pappas!
Look at that. Look at this. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome. Thanks for coming, man. It's gonna...
Yes.
It's filled out. We thought it was gonna be seven people out here back there.
I thought it was seven until we came out through the curtain.
Yeah.
And then...
You whispered to me. You whispered to me on the way out. He whispered. Yeah. He goes, "Oh, it's pretty good.
It's not that bad."
Yeah, that's how low our standards are right now. We're like, oh,
"Yeah,
we can only see a few seats." That's all right. We call the podcast "It Could Be Better" for a reason, because it could be better.
It could be.
We like to
our
keep,
life could be better.
Yeah, we like to keep with the theme.
The idea.
We'll just pretend these seats are ghosts.
I almost like these seats empty, though.
You like them empty?
Yeah, I don't know. It feels weird. Everybody's like up on you.
Yeah.
No one likes those seats.
Nobody sits in the front, man.
Because it's the worst. You would need a... You have a barrier. They have like a barrier in case it gets weird. Like just something behind that's like, oh, yeah, this is what it is. I don't know.
It's like a moat. So does anyone here listen to our podcast? Okay, thanks. That's all we wanted to know. Thanks for coming out. Yeah. I appreciate it.
This is actually not even a live... We are recording this as a podcast, but it's not going to be... what it is. I think everybody thought it was going to be like we were going to sit up here.
Do the podcast.
Yeah, and that would be, and we're saving y'all from watching that because it would be the worst to sit and just watch us yell and pause constantly.
Kind of like what we're going to do right now.
Right now, a lot of pausing.
Yeah,
we
were going to sit down, but we're going to stand up, so it's going to be a lot more exciting for you.
It's going to be good times.
To stand. I tell you now, we got John taking pictures of us. That camera's way too nice for this show right now.
Yeah.
He looks like an NBC photojournalist filming the beginning of a hate group meeting. That's what this feels like.
He's taping the pictures of probably the last time we will ever do anything together because we could be done after this.
Yeah, it's clearly not working.
We'll do a podcast called It Is Over.
It Is Over.
And it'll be a new group of people. So they can try to get a show together and see how much that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some people do listen to the cast. You guys listen? Yeah. You like it?
Yeah.
Who's that saying yeah? Aaron Burns. Big fan of the cast. We have about two or three of them.
Yeah.
Huge ones.
That's what gets us through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's you guys that keeps us going. Like, you ever see that quote with Jesus on the wall? When me and Nate are proverbially walking down the beach and our podcast gets too hard. Aaron, you carry us.
What is the...
There's one set of tiny footprints.
And the sand.
But I don't know if you can carry both of us. We're both kind of overweight.
Big dudes.
Yeah.
Big dudes.
I don't know if you look on our fan page. There's a picture of me and him with our shirts off. Did anyone ever see those? Where we have identical bodies.
The same.
Yeah. Just horrible.
I feel like mine looks like it could go better, though.
What do you mean?
I just feel like it the way... I don't know. Mine's bad, but the way I look at it, I feel like I could do one of those commercials where they want you to lose weight, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would be a perfect body to be, like, the beginning body. Like, I think I have, like, that good of a body. Like, it's like, hey, that's why I just want to really take a picture. Like, why don't you just let me do it?
Yeah.
Because I bet they pay for it, you know?
Yeah, I think
they make you work out.
It's a good way to get you.
Is someone to work out.
Yeah. But you don't eat well, man. You're not a big eater. You don't trust good food.
Big
like, would you ever eat sushi?
I did, but all right, here's the deal with sushi. I can eat sushi. I have to eat, what's it? My wife's here. What's it called? Shrimp tempura. That's the only one I can eat. And I have to take... They try to sneak cucumber in there for some reason.
That's too foreign. Yeah.
Why would that even make sense? Why would you even put cucumber in there?
Yeah.
So I have to try to get them to be like, hey, don't do cucumber. Or they do avocado. Depends on where you call. And then they kind of just usually just put it in there anyway, and I have to poke it out.
Right.
But I like it. But that's the only one I won't eat.
So you don't eat you don't. That's fried. That's fried, like fried hard. You won't eat any raw fish at all.
No, I mean, I like fish like raw, like just without them being cooked.
Because you're like, your food tastes. Yeah, like that's what raw like, fish is. Yeah, not cooked.
Like you're gonna just go and eat. No, I wouldn't. I don't know. But why would you eat that though?
Because
like,
it's delicious. Why did
like Man versus Wild when he just bit into a salmon out of the river?
It's not like that, man. It's a cultural food.
Basically,
it's a whole culture. It's a whole country called Japan. They got a delicious food called sushi that's very popular in Manhattan with people, and it's becoming a big phenomenon. You should try it, man. I know there's no chain sushi restaurants.
I do. I ate it. I ate the one sushi they offer, the one kind. I go. I get that. I don't bother anybody with it. I just order my one kind of sushi, and everybody accepts it. No one sees me using their chopsticks to poke out the avocado, and we go about my day. That's all I do. Yeah. I don't know what you want me to do. Why would you want – why do I have to eat all
because
the other –
Because I think the whole reason I want to open you up to new worlds, man. There's new shit that you should try.
I get it, but it's not
– You just
it's
like
not the
chains.
World.
You just eat at fucking That's, chains
they
all
have,
the time.
Some of them have sushi probably. So
Applebee's has no sushi, man.
They could have something.
They like probably got like a tempura roll.
Like an Asian...
tempura Americana.
Asian salad.
It's like a...
they have an Asian salad.
Oh, they have an Asian salad. That's, yeah. Is that how you get your culture?
They call it a Chinaman salad. It's pretty racist, but it's pretty good. They put like nuts in it, which is like... Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's fascinating to me?
I don't go that route.
You don't go nuts?
No.
All right.
Not in my salad.
It's just fascinating to me that you've been up here for what, 6 years now?
Yeah.
6 years. And take a look at him. Take a look at that. He has resisted all cultural change in New York.
Yeah.
He's got a Vanderbilt hat on. That's a college in Tennessee. That's where he's from.
But isn't that, but that's like, yeah, see, why do you want everybody to change? Like, that's, everybody's got to change.
Because it's about evolving. It's about evolving as a person, taking in culture, evolving. You've been wearing that hat since you were 16, man. Look at that bead necklace. It looks like you made it in kindergarten or something.
Well, I just like this necklace. I like this style of stuff.
But you're wearing a Vanderbilt hat. You didn't even go to Vanderbilt.
I don't even go with the, I didn't. But we didn't have pro sports, so we had to adapt. We had to evolve and watch college sports, which you trash, but there's 100,000 people go to college. The college sports is way bigger than the NFL.
Right.
I don't know. Probably. It is. It's bigger. College sports are ridiculous, dude. 105,000 people
there's
go
a lot of
in
people,
Knoxville.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot. They didn't all go there.
That's true.
But they're big fans.
That's
we
true.
Didn't have stuff. So when we did get a pro team, we don't just abandon whatever we had like you would do. Like when you have a fad of like, oh, I'm going to wear this stuff. And then when a new fad comes, you just abandon your old stuff that you loved. And then you jump in to whatever else, you know, to this nonsense that you got. You're wearing a white, that's like a Hanes. That's not even a good undershirt.
This shirt is fine, man. It's a white t-shirt. It's all about fucking looking trendy and looking good, looking like you care about your look.
Then buy a nicer t-shirt.
What? How would you know the difference between a bad... Does anyone like look at a guy's white t-shirt and go like, oh, that's a high-quality shirt?
Yeah. If see everybody. And the fact that we can probably almost see your stomach. And that's what I don't like that. No one sees anything outside my... I'm like snake eyes. Like, I don't... There's nothing you can see
right.
Except what you need to see.
Right. And my body kind of does look like a relief pitcher for the Yankees or something. I look like they just need me for the sixth inning.
Just comes in. Just you don't even come to the game till the fourth inning.
I just face one batter. That's it.
Just run it. And you sit in the dugout because you don't want to run all the way from the bullpen and the outfield. You're like, dude, I can't, dude. Just let me sit in the dugout with you guys.
Yeah.
I don't like any of those pitchers. Yeah. I feel like you wouldn't like the pitchers.
No.
Because they don't like you because you don't pitch the whole game.
Not at all, man.
That's
not
the deep side of, I don't know.
Well, thank you guys for coming, man. You guys having fun so far?
This is much better than I thought. I'll be honest with you. I thought it was going to be, I mean, I always think it's going to be
all
bad.
The picture tech is making it seem like it more. We have hardcore fans. There's only a few of them.
There's a few.
But they are pretty fucking fanatic.
But they will come out.
Yeah. I met Erin before. We were talking. It's the first time I met her live. She's a big fan of the cast. She was pretty much starstruck by me, which is weird. She was like fumbling her words. She's like, I'm just a big fan. I don't know.
You need
a. She was like, you guys do not have to do this show just for me. If... Because she was here about 6:30. That's how big a fan she was.
You know what's great?
She thought we were like a big... She listens to the cast. She thinks we're like big stars just from listening to the cast. So she was probably thinking she was coming into like Carnegie Hall. Me and Nate were going to be outside signing autographs.
Like
shit.
Keep it real. We like to keep it low
keep
key.
Keep it low key.
I like that's how big of stars we are. We would have done the show just for you. That's where we're at.
That's what
we're
done.
Like, look, I've done it for one
Here's
person.
Here's the better
before.
Question. Are you going to continue to listen to the cast after coming to this show? Oh, look at that. See how fanatical they are?
They get it.
Fanatics.
They get it.
It could be better maniacs.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got about 8-9 listeners now.
We have no idea how many we have, but...
We don't. We didn't even...
I'd imagine it's 8 or 9 by the size of this coming out, because I know most of the people don't even listen to it. They're just Facebook friends.
Yeah.
And we make them come, and I had to marry one of them to come to the show, so...
But the thing is, we do call it Could Be Better, because we follow through on that. As we've learned, we've been doing the cast for a year, and over the course of the year, we had a microphone that was set up to record the cast, and for a year, we were not using that microphone.
We just plugged it in. It was just plugged in, and we never did it. And people are like, why does it sound so bad? That's because we're recording it through my computer. That's a...
Whole time. We'd set up the mic every time, never connected it.
Just plugged in.
For a year.
I would say it's not our fault. The microphone had a red light that would cut on, and that red light shouldn't cut on if it doesn't mean it's working. Like, you shouldn't just let stuff like be like, yeah, look, it looks like it's working.
That could be pretty confusing. I agree. But people used to always complain to me like, yeah, I love the cast, but I can't hear it. And I used to get defensive. Like, fuck you, man. Maybe you should get your hearing
checked. Maybe you shouldn't listen to our podcast.
We got a $100 microphone that says in the manual that it works pretty good. Stop hating. But I guess
it's our fault.
I guess it was our fault, after all.
What are you going to do?
See, now you're fucking rubbing off on me, man. It's really you rubbing off on me. It is fucking... We've been friends for like 6 years, and I have no idea... I have nothing in common with this human being at all. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. All he does is stick. He's been dressing that way. He's been dressing like a Vanderbilt ball boy since he was 12. He didn't even go there. He just did drugs at Applebee's for his college. That's what he did. And he resists all change. So I didn't even question the mic sound because you're rubbing off on me. You don't believe in evolution.
You've been dressing so different, though, that it's like when you see pictures of us in the 6 years that we've met, it looks like it's been pictures of you over 40 years. Like, it'd be like, oh, yeah, when was that? In the 40s? Like, no, that was last week. He changes that much in his styles.
That's because I like to ask questions and change stuff. I like to know stuff. You like to know anything? You like to know stuff?
I know my stuff.
You don't want to answer questions? You have any questions? You're not curious about the world at all?
No. I mean, I am. What do you want? Like,
you don't
want to
know? You want to know, like, for example, when you refer to China, you refer to them as China people.
I don't. I
mean, you have referred to them as China people.
I think once I said China people.
They're called Chinese.
Yeah. But I mean, what do you want me to know? Like, I know they're called Chinese.
I want you to at some point accept science. Let's
I'm
get right to
science.
It.
Science. I won the science award, dude.
You did?
Yeah.
For what?
Seventh grade. Made a magnet. And I would have probably even... I would have even did the science fair, and I would have got to go farther, but I couldn't go to, like, they had the big finals or whatever. Had this huge magnet thing. It was pretty decent. But I couldn't go to the finals, so we just, like, sent it there. So I think we just basically mailed them. We, like, went just, there was a magnet laying on the table, and it just said, Nate Bargatze, magnets. Like, there was no... Like, I think I needed to be there to be like, hey, look, this is what it does. Yeah. But we just kind of set it up, and then I got crushed.
Is that what they give science awards for in Tennessee?
And that's when I abandoned science.
You did?
When they crushed my dreams.
You wanted to be a scientist?
Of being a scientist. I wanted to be a marine biologist.
Did you really?
Yeah. But I think I just wanted it because I thought, I didn't know you had to do, like, probably a lot of stuff that you had to do.
Yeah.
I just figured it was, like, swimming with dolphins or something. I figured it probably was like you just become friends with dolphins, and it's just like a pretty cool thing. You're just hanging out with dolphins, like this is a lot of fun. Dolphins, and the dolphins are cool people. But I think it's a lot more, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of science. You got to ask a lot of questions. That's what it's all about. Answering questions. Like we now know that like it's a fact that we evolved from monkeys. It's a known thing that you have to accept,
Nate.
You got to accept that.
I don't think it's a known fact, though.
It is.
No, it's what you think. Wherever you read from, whatever guy, here's what you read from. You probably, all of your information comes from some dude that lives in a tunnel under the ground somewhere because he's expecting an attack, which where you're probably going to be. That's where you're going to end up. That's when the show will end, is on probably December 21st, 2012, when you think the world's going to end and you're going to just move down as close to the center of Earth because that's where the energy will be. You'll get caught up in something like that.
So you're saying evolution is conspiracy. Sounds like a conspiracy.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy. No, I don't know. I don't know if it's a conspiracy.
How come you can't understand it? Have you ever looked at a monkey and said, like, wow, that looks pretty similar to a human? Yeah. Like, you see the face, the hand. Doesn't it look similar to you?
Yeah, they do. But, I mean, like, it's pretty far. Like, if a monkey was here, it wouldn't be, you know, it just they're idiots. It's a monkey. Like, they get caught. They're in a zoo. They go stare at them. Like, realistically, if they're a monkey in a zoo, you should, like, go to the monkey. Like, when we go see them at the zoo, the monkey should look at us and be pissed. Like, how did he figure this out? And we're still stuck in this monkey form. So, like that, you know.
That's not how it works, though. I don't think you understand. See, here's the way it works, right? This is how we evolved from monkeys. It's not like a monkey started doing a whole bunch of reading and then became a human. That's not what happened. It was over a long period of time, right?
Very long period of time.
And we share an ancestor with monkeys. We share an ancestor. So that would be like, I'll give you like a metal. I'll give you like a perfect example, right? That would be like if me and you were monkeys. Let's just pretend like me and you were monkeys, all right? We're both monkeys. We have sex with the same female monkey, right?
Yeah.
So we both make kids. We have monkey babies with the same woman. Of course, she liked me better, all right? Because I'm better at sex. But anyway.
Because she liked your shoes.
She liked my shoes.
You just, when you ate your banana, you run wrapped the whole thing, and it was like, oh, you don't even, you did something different.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
I did something cooler.
I should have just went with the shoes.
So, we both make a monkey baby. So there's a Nate monkey baby and a Giannis monkey baby, right?
Yeah.
Same woman.
They start a podcast.
Oh. Right. So then my monkey baby, same species as yours, half brother, goes out, he starts asking a bunch of questions, gets curious about his environment, goes on, gets pregnant with it, gets another monkey baby pregnant. Now that baby's a little smarter this time because that, my son, was asking some questions, so on and so forth, and we evolve into human beings, and you guys stay monkeys because you don't like change and you stay the same.
Like, I would just go off. What happens to the monkey mom? Like, she just, what does she do? She's got to decide.
She's lucky that I don't throw my shit at her. We're monkeys.
But you should be above that if you're already a smart monkey. That should not be your thing. You should be like, no, we don't do that.
You're right. That's probably what we would do. Be like, no. You'd be throwing shit at her still, hanging out, not asking questions, throwing shit around, just fucking no change.
I would be a smart enough monkey that you would never even, we would never be with the same monkey lady because you would have the rumor. I would have a rumor going about you to be like, you don't want to hang out with that monkey. Like, he's, look at him. He's out of his mind. He's over there. He's dancing. He's doing all this. And then you would get pushed out of our community. Right? And then you would never be able to reproduce because you would just be out wandering around outside of our monkey village. And we would be in there just loving life, going, why can't we just have fun? And then you're out there by yourself like a lunatic.
All right.
I got all the monkeys on my side. You're the only one that wants to ask questions.
Right.
And if we're all dumb, like you, so you maybe you figured out how to talk. Like, how we're not going to know if you're smarter than us. So, you know, you wouldn't be able to explain it all to us.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Now, so you don't believe in evolution, and you also do not... You don't believe in abortion?
No.
Not a big fan of abortion.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be popular with this crowd.
With
a lot of ladies out there.
You go with it.
You don't support abortion at all?
No.
Not even in like cases of rape?
Look, my whole family came from rape. And it was in the paper and stuff. It was like a huge thing. So.
You guys ready to start this show? Let's get a round of applause going. Nate Bargatze. I'm Giannis Pappas.
Giannis Pappas.
All right. All right, man. The first person we'd like to bring to the stage is
the guy
important.
Behind the show.
The guy behind the fucking show. The guy that let us know we were not using the mic for a year.
Huh?
The guy
this
that changed our settings.
He changed everything.
He goes by a nickname. That's how fucking cool this guy is.
The Banterer.
That's right. I want you guys to give a warm round of applause. Coming to stage right now, the producer of our podcast, It Could Be Better, Frankie, the Banterer, Gallo. Let him hear Frankie!
What's up, everybody? Oh, man. I'm not shaking anybody's hand. It's not because I have anything against you. Trust me. It's because I have pink eye, which I actually realized, or now I can feel and understand, how people in the 80s, when they were diagnosed with AIDS, felt like. Because every time I tell them I have pink eyes, they're like, stay away! Let me get my monkey, the outbreak suit, Dustin Hoffman. But yeah, the thing is, like with pink eye, I actually realized two cool things about it. Number one, I was actually able to convince my daughters that the movie 28 Days Later was real. So, just my little fun there. Second thing, I'm actually seeing double. So if I'm looking at your chest, it's because I see four titties. All right, now let's get started. That was my pick. I had to explain why I'm not shaking anybody's hand. But I experienced a lot of disappointment. I was in the basement of my house, and the foundation to the pole's right there in the middle. And my oldest daughter, my six-year-old, jumps onto the pole, climbs up to the top, and taps the ceiling. And then she hangs from the pole like this and says, "Look at me, Daddy." And I was like, wow, that's a great sign of athleticism, or a shitstorm of things to come my way. It's like, Sophia, get down from there. So what does she do? She comes down the pole, spread eagle, swirling all the way down to the bottom. And I was like, no, this sucks. She's only 6 years old. I've already failed as a father. She is now destined to become a utility pole worker for Verizon. Yeah, let's see what else. My in-laws finally left. Yeah. A two-week stay turned into 3 months later. Yeah, and it was, you know, I love my in-laws. I really do. Thing I can't stand is it starts stupid fights between my wife and I. Give you an example. My little three-year-old comes down the steps, walks into the kitchen. My grandmother says, "Olivia, would you like something to eat?" And she says, "No, thank you, Grandma." "Are you sure, Olivia?" "No, no, no, I'm good. Thank you, Grandma." 8 fucking times later, she has to ask Olivia, "You sure you're not hungry?" And what does my little daughter say? "How many times do you want me to say no to you, Grandma? God, what's wrong with this lady?" And goes out the door. And my wife looks at me and says, "Frankie, are you going to let her talk to my mother that way?" And I said, "Yeah, because I was about to say the same shit." Another relief, because my in-laws are away, is because I'm the man of the house. And I feel one thing, if there's anything I should have, it's my own towel when I take a shower, right? The other day, right before they left, and as I'm drying off my face, I could tell that my father-in-law actually used my towel. And I don't know what's worse, the fact that I can't have my own towel in my own house, or the fact that I know what old man balls smell like when I wash my face. That's right. But I had to cut him some slack, you see, because I'm the only guy in the house, and I'm with three women. And one day, my older daughters, or my daughters when they get older, they're going to actually experience the same thing. They're going to be drying their face one day. And I don't know what's worse, the fact that they won't have their own towel, or the fact that they'll know what old man balls smell like on their face. All right. Just had to make sure you were listening. All right, so we're going to leave you on this. One thing with the kids in the house and everything brought back good memories. See, my daughters are getting older, and I've been having a series of like panic attacks, anxiety, all this crazy stuff. But it just brings me back to the days like when my 3-year-old, about a year and a half ago, it was just fun because, you see, one morning she woke up and she was just not happy. And no matter what anybody did, she wouldn't warm up to anyone. So she was being pretty bitchy, sort of like my wife. I guess it was genetics inherited. And what ended up happening is I said, you know what, I'm going to use a little daddy magic. I'm going to do the little piggies. So I took a foot as she's trying to drink a bottle and saying, eh, eh. And I said, this little piggy went to the market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy went wee, wee, wee all the way home. And what did she do? She laughed. I don't know if you ever made a little kid laugh, but it's a bad thing. Why? Because they want you to do it again. So no problem. Did it again, right? The market woman went wee, wee, wee all the way home. Hee, 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 hee. Do it again, daddy. 50 fucking piggy laps later, I'm hearing, do it again, daddy. And I'm like, all right, enough of this piggy shit. I'm going to tell you the real deal about the piggies. Let me break it down for you, little girl. See this? This is a big piggy, right? Used to be the ruler of piggy land, could do anything fun under the sun. Used to have lots of friends, never had a curfew. What does he do? He goes into a bar, meets a little piggy. One night stand turns into a 15-year and counting relationship. Yeah, that's right. And the big piggy thought he was real smart. He thought he would get somebody who was involved with finance, made more money than the big piggy did, so he wouldn't have to work. Boy, was he wrong on that one. So not only that, along the way comes two other little piggies. Yep, your older sister, and then you. And then you know what's left, that shriveled up piece of shit? That's what's left from the big piggy. Yeah, that's me now. But I'll tell you what, I looked at her. And I said, do you want it to hear again? She said, no, daddy. So I won! All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of the show. Sorry I'm seeing double.
How about that, huh? You guys have been banterized. You were banterized.
Hey.
Pink eye and everything.
And it's over. So there you go.
Nothing stops the hilarity with that guy. Pink eye.
You're welcome.
Punchlines, nothing.
Is this your first set that you've ever done and then had to immediately climb a ladder?
Yes. You gotta go back to the treehouse, Frankie. Frankie likes to do a little thing called storytelling. Did you guys enjoy that? Is it good?
The story?
Yeah.
The story of his life?
Yeah, it's the story of his life. He's got two kids, pink eye, got from his daughter. He's a beat up man. He's got pink eye. He's been having anxiety attacks that we've been talking about in the cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually thought he was having a heart attack.
Had a heart attack, and how he solved it was he, the next morning, got up and took a train from Jersey in the city.
About an hour and a half
train. About an hour and a half train ride, and just walked to the, knocked on his door. He's like, yeah, I think I'm having a heart attack. Yeah.
It's been lasting.
When it happened? It's been lasting for a couple days now.
Couple
I had
days.
Stuff to do yesterday, so I couldn't get out here. Do you want to do anything about that? Or?
It's the longest heart attack in
the
history.
The longest ever.
And now he went and he found out he didn't. You don't have stomach cancer, right, Frankie?
That's right.
No stomach cancer.
Did you think you were going to have stomach cancer?
I did.
Yeah?
Why?
Just because stuff was just floating around. It was nausea, a lot of tumbling going on in there.
A lot of tumbling going on in there.
It's not attached? You're just in there?
That's what happens to me when I get an upset stomach. I'm like, stomach cancer. That's what it's got to be.
That's what you thought?
Yeah, no, seriously. I thought
so.
I
you're like, you're just stomach hurt, and you just immediately went.
It's a little more than stomach.
And what'd you do? Where'd you fly to go get this checked out? Where'd you?
The same doctor.
Yeah, I bought a plane ticket 3 weeks ago off Priceline. I think I have stomach cancer.
I think
for
I got
six
stage
ago.
Four stomach cancer.
What is that? Too late? You think that's too late for y'all to fix that? Should I have got an earlier flight? I could have done it earlier, but
doctor's like, what's the symptoms? I got some tumbling going on.
I have a lot of tumbling.
A lot of tumbling happening.
It's like a dryer with one shoe in it. It feels like that. Just
got some tumbling.
Just a lot of tumbling.
So all I can say is just a little bit of tumbling. That's all.
Can you fill this form out? Yeah. Frankie, the
banterer. The banterer Gallo. Do you sign checks, the banterer?
Not yet.
But that's where it's going to go when they, excuse me, is Frankie the banter Gallo in the room? Yeah,
that's
him.
Yeah, that's me. That's how you doing.
It's the banter. And that's what you're going to be. Everybody's gonna be like, that's the banter.
Yeah. It's the only guy who's got a nickname that doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
How do you, like, what?
Well, it was crazy. The guy that gave it to him was what was it? Oh, yeah, it was him. It was he made up his own. That's right. Sorry.
All right, man. We love Frankie. We love Frankie. He's a big part of our cast, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Stand up. He's only been doing it for about 13 hours, it seems.
Yeah.
So He's getting better at it.
But I bet y'all couldn't tell. Yeah. So.
We couldn't tell the difference.
We're joking.
All right, this we're going to bring up some of the, you've got some great comics on this show, man. Come out and entertain you. Me and Nate will be back and forth. We're going to bring out Chris Laker at the end, probably one of the favorites on our podcast. But for now, we want to bring to the stage, man, one of our favorite comedians, definitely one of the best doing it in New York City, one of the most original voices.
I was on the tour, me and this guy.
Nate and
Southern Comedy Quartet.
Southern Comedy Quartet, this, Nate, Sean Patton.
Yeah, this guy right here.
Give it up for Sean Patton, everybody. Sean Patton!
Really? I spent 3 weeks on the road with Nate Bargatze. Slept in hotel rooms with him, drank a lot. I've learned, you think you could probably imitate Nate. You probably think that shit's easy. Do an impersonation of Nate? Fuck no. It's fine, guys. That kind of sounds like him. This is kind of like how he sounds, guys. I'm kind of doing it. I feel like Peter Pan. Like, I'm doing it. I'm not happy that, guys, it's fine. I mean, you know what? The most argumentative, I mean, I don't know if Laura's around, but Nate just argued for no reason. Like you'll be in line at Taco Bell. Well, here, it is a true story. You're at Taco Bell. It's 3 a.m. You're driving. I'm sober because everyone else wanted to get shit faced. Nate was like, "Well, if you're staying sober, I'm gonna get twice as shit faced for you." So he's like, triple shit faced. We're at a fucking Taco Bell. 3 a.m. They were closed, but they reopened for us because I was nice. Because I'm nice to service industry people. Because I've been there, and I also know if they want to, they can fuck your world up because they got 10 minutes alone with your food before you eat it. Yeah. And Nate, of course, doesn't believe that that happens, just like evolution didn't happen. He doesn't believe evolution or that occasionally motherfuckers who are on parole who work at Taco Bell, the midnight shift, will wipe their nuts on your beef. Like, they will do that. And you remember this is why you're looking. He was ordering all this, like, it's like 3 a.m, they reopen. He's like, I want this with no tomatoes. I want a Mexican pizza with no cheese. It was like ridiculous shit. It's like, what are you doing? It's 3 a.m, get the package deal. Just order by numbers at this point. Don't specify, just number 3, Diet fucking Mountain Dew. That's what Nate drinks, by the way. Diet Mountain Dew, tons of it. You know how fucking bad that shit is for you, Nate? Doesn't matter. He doesn't care. What was the point? Oh, and he started a big argument with me about how it doesn't matter that it's 3 a.m. They need to do their fucking job. And I'm like, Nate, we won. We're not working at Taco Bell. We did it. Let's give a little. Hey, I know that person who just walked in. I like her. But, I got totally distracted by it. Like, there was a moment of just, like, light. I was like, oh, she's beautiful. And then, guys, it's fine. Guys, what are you, a fucking animal? What kind of fucking animal are you? He doesn't say fucking, though. You're an animal. If you're doing Nate Bargatze, if someone's just crazy, they're an animal. If something's bad, it's bananas. If something's good, it's unreal. And if something's just like normal, it's fine. It's fine. I love that dude. I can't impersonate him. I tried to fight him. I did in the van. He'll tell you. His rebuttal to this tale will be how I charged at him like a fucking gorilla in a van because I was so pissed off. And then as soon as I got like as close enough to hit him, I was like, how can you hit that guy? Look at him. He never even went to Vandy. Yeah, it's like, get in here, you little argumentative teddy bear. Where's his wife? She knows what I'm talking about. I was at Court Street Diner today. I saw a dude, not going to say what nationality he was, Middle Eastern, but I saw him. He was on a date, and he was decked the fuck out. Like, he had that good polo sweatshirt. Like, starched, you know what I'm saying? Hair slicked, like, mustache trimmed and pressed. But he was wearing, like, rings and four gold chains. Like, I get one gold chain, maybe it's a family heirloom. You know, you wear it because your dad gave it to you. Two gold chains, all right, you're just trying to, you know, hey, I'm doing well. Four, you're showing off. Four gold chains. He had the four gold chains, and he kept everything. The girl, she's like, should I get a beer? He's like, anything you want, girl, anything you want. And then, like, when they were ordering, because I was sitting right behind them, she's like, I don't know, should I get the Reuben sir? Anything you want, girl. Anything you want. And he had the rings and he had the fucking necklaces. And then they paid Dutch. The day was Dutch. It was awesome. It was the funniest fucking thing. Like, I hated that guy for like an hour straight. Like, anything for you, girl. Anything you want. It's like, it's like, if you're gonna say shit, you took her to a diner, for Christ's sake. You take her to a fucking steakhouse, then you drop the anything you want, girl. But then they paid Dutch. They split the check. What a baller. That's baller. That's balling. Right there. Ah. Is anybody here? Now wait, anybody here? Are you guys into the Zodiac at all? Like, cause I, you are, you're shaking your head. You're a Scorpio, aren't you? No, what are you? Sagittarius. We're on the cusp of each other. We're also mortal enemies. Like, we're nemeses. See, that's the thing. I back off. Like, if you're into it, if you're getting into it, start backing out a little bit. Because I'm catching myself now becoming it. Like, basically today, I was at this diner writing, but I caught myself really checking out girls. Like, through the window, and like, it walked me. I'm like, yeah. And then at one point, I'm like, God, what a kind of pervert am I? But then I'm like, no, I'm a Scorpio. I'm really sexual. I'm a real sexual being. I'm a Scorpio. Dangerous! I don't want to start doing that shit, like start stealing money from people and not telling them. Be like, well, I'm a Scorpio. I'm secretive. I'm secretive and undermining. I don't want to get into that fucking mindset. Scorpios are fucking, like, I remember reading, like how, like, I'm supposed to be really passionate, but if someone crosses me, I'm supposed to ruin their life. Like, you read some of this shit, you're like, yeah, I am a secretive person. Yes, I am passionate. I like eye contact. Yes, I am a lover. No, I am not. Murder is out of the question if you break my heart. Like, that's it. It's anyway. But I've been hanging out with a lot of gay. I have a lot of gay friends. And some of them, it's like, you're so gay, dude. Some of them are actually homosexual. But, like, there's a debate. There's like a debate in the homosexual world, top or bottom. It's not even a debate. It's just a question that straight guys ask gay guys because it's funny. Like, hey, are you a top or a bottom? But I've heard gay guys discuss top versus bottom, who's top, who's a bottom. And do you guys know what that is? The bottom's the guy who takes it. The top's the guy who gives it, right? Okay. I've been thinking about this. And I've been thinking about this, like, too much for a straight guy anyway. Like, a lot. And it's like, what? I think if you're a bottom, you have to be real dramatic and flamboyant. Because you're like, yeah, give it to me. Oh, yeah, babe. Oh, you got to be real outspoken. And if you're a top, you got to be very stoic and subtle. They're just like, oh, yeah, feels good. So basically, bottoms are all theater actors. Tops are all film actors. So, like, bottoms are all Nathan Lane. Tops are all Kevin Spacey. That's what I'm thinking. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta be stoic. Gotta be subtle. Oh, God. It's funny. It's pretty funny. I like your style. I hope I can get a he's stupid out of you. That's the number one response you get out of a black audience member. Not a laughter. It's if they just go, he's stupid. Like, yes, I did it. I did something. I don't know what I guess I'm stupid. You're black, right? Okay, yeah. Whew, making sure. The light, you know, sometimes. I've done that before. I've been like, hey, what are you, Arabian? Like, oh, no, you're white. Real white. Redhead, in fact. Hey, I'm a Scorpio. We have bad vision. See? You don't want to get in that loop. You don't want to get in that loop. Yeah. I know, like... Yeah, I know what kind of fucking yeah. Wait, I thought of something. Oh wait, here's my terrible impersonation. This is my impersonation of the comedian who can't control who can't hide his emotions when a joke doesn't get the reaction that he expected. It's a get. So basically, and then I said, laptops. Why don't you put it on your lap then? Okay. That's so dumb. None of you guys probably think I'm big tough comedian. Can't nothing get in under this thick skin. Made up of fucking punchlines and witty observations. It's impenetrable. You can't hurt me. That's not true at all. The truth about me, and I'm telling you this because I like you guys, and I'm a Scorpio, and so I am secretive, but I also divulge information that I know will ultimately benefit my situation. So, I'm a sweet guy. Like, I like sweet, I like being sweet with a woman. I like sweetness, you know. Like if I catch your eyes from across the room, I'll make a little wink. Because it's sweet, make you feel good. I like being sweet. Like, if I got a girl's phone number, I'll, like, make sweet little text messages. Like, hey, booger butt. Just randomly, not on your birthday or nothing. Just like, hey, sugar snatch. I mean, that's sexual, but it's sweet. I like being sweet. What I like to do, favorite thing to do, I like to, like, sneak up on a girl, right? Not scary, but, like, sweet-like. Like, I'll let the door creak so she knows I'm coming. But you know what I mean. And I like to make a little sweet sound in her ear. Like, the... That's a butterfly kitten. Sweet. And I'm a sweet guy. That's what I like. Like, sweetness, like tenderness. And women say, I need a sweet man. And I say, well, here I am. Let's be together forever. And then women say, no, I didn't say I want to date a sweet man. I just said I need one around to change my emotional diaper and clean up my self-esteem garbage. Fuck, I'm an asshole. I fucked that up. But women are like, sweetness, sweetness, as I discovered, sweet guy, third most unattractive thing to a woman. Right after a suicide bomber and rapist. Then sweet guy. Okay. Who here has been attacked by a shark? Anyone? Anyone? I didn't think so, because people are uppity. God, do they fucking, me. It's like, all right, we get it. But here's what you got to know about that, all right? All right? When you get attacked by a shark, you probably think, ooh, that's painful. Not at all. Something that physically traumatic happens to your body, your brain will just start pumping adrenaline into your bloodstream to mask the pain. So you don't actually feel pain. You feel an intense rush, because that's your brain's way of protecting your body from suffering. So if you ever witness a shark attack, yes, the victim will be like, oh my God! But you know that in reality, they're like, yeah! They're like, they're on that level. They're like, yeah, because it's fun. It's like a roller coaster. But the arm was probably the first thing to go during the battle, and it just reads wrong. You get what I'm saying. But that's what happened. That's your, all that adrenaline, that's your brain's way of protecting your body from suffering in situations that are traumatic. Now, that's wonderful. But why doesn't your brain do that when you get your heart broken? That hurts. That's traumatic. There's suffering involved. If I had to choose between being eaten by a shark or having my heart broken again, I'd rather get eaten by the shark, because at least I'd know that shark actually wanted me. That's what kind of life I live. Like, I live a certain life, and I know I gotta get out of here, but it's my last thing. Like, I like people. I like being around people. I like hanging out with people. But I have to categorize the people in my life, because if they all knew each other, I would have no friends because I'd hate each other. Like, I don't hang out with, like, but basically, I have to put people in categories in my life. I'll give you examples. Like, if I meet a guy who loves Cinco de Mayo and loves St. Patrick's Day, then I put him in the, let's only contact him to get, like, royally shit-faced category. And I only see that guy, like, three times a year. That's fair. And then if I meet another guy who loves the band Tool and loves watching YouTube clips of people falling down, then I put him in the gonna come to your place and smoke all your weed category. And I see him, you know, five, six times a month. It's good. And then if it's, like, another comedian who loves talking about how important comedy is, thus isolating him from talking to any girls in the room. If I meet that guy, then I put him in the person I call every single day category. And I see him every single day. let's say that I meet a girl who plays the melodica and thinks farts are funny and makes like cupcakes and they're delicious and really thinks like I have beautiful eyes. Then I put her in the, we're going to have an intense friendship that will inevitably turn intimate and we're going to start sleeping together and you're going to start saying I love you to me and I'm going to start saying I love you to you and we'll agree that we're in love, but oh shit, you're still married. So I'm going to leave LA and move to New York and we're going to cut off all conversation and it's going to be hard. I'm going to cry a lot. So much that people think I'm drunk. You ever cry so much that people think you're drunk? That's how much I'm going to cry a lot. And then a year later, you're going to find your husband in bed with another guy. Whoops! So you're going to leave him, move back to Louisiana, the state we're both from, but never met while we lived there, which is weird with this connection. And we'll start emailing each other. And at first, they'll just be friendly emails. Then they'll evolve into flirtatious emails. Then they'll evolve into downright love poems. Then they'll evolve into downright sexual nitty-gritty, I want to eat your butthole, like emails in detail about the sex we're going to have with each other. Then we're going to co-write a short story via email about a magical land called Jakara where people like us can live and be in love with no scrutiny. And then we're going to start talking on the phone every day discussing when you are going to move to be with me in Queens because I am your soulmate, your words. But then, for no reason, one day, you're going to start dating my friend Alan. For no fucking reason. Who lives in Louisiana, and I grew up with him, and it's weird that you're dating, so I call you out on it. And you're like, I need my space, and you hang up, and I call you right back, and it goes straight to voicemail. I don't leave a message. I just say, meet me in Jakara. And then I don't hear from you for like a month. And I start freaking out, but I start thinking, hey, Alan, he's a good guy. I mean, she needs to have a rebound, you know? She did just get divorced. Sure, Alan plays 3 musical instruments, speaks 4 languages, is in dental school, and has his day job as a nude model for an art class. Because he has a perfect body, complete with a perfect cock. And I know about the thing because, A, I've seen it, and, B, every girl he's ever dumped complains about how much they miss that fucking orgasm wand that he has in his pants. And they all give the same description of it. It's a straight penis. It doesn't have any, like, weird curves or bends in it. The size of the head is completely proportionate to the length of the shaft, which, when erect, is roughly 8.1 inches in length, 2.9 inches in diameter. It's not a veiny penis. It's more of a naturally ribbed penis. And it's one color, unlike most guys' dicks that are half purple for no reason. This thing's one color, and that color is golden tan, like it goes on fucking photo shoots in Milan. And it also reads to the blind, helps old ladies cross the street, grants wishes, and it's discovered the cure for cancer, but it's waiting for the Obama administration to get funding in the right place. So, I freak out, start calling you twice a day, you block my number, haven't spoken to you in 6 months, and I find out via Facebook that you and Alan are now engaged, and now I no longer believe in love category. That's the one I put her in. And I only see her every time I close my eyes. But I'm okay, guys. Seriously, okay. Thank you, guys. Good night. Giannis Bargatze. Doom, 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 doom.
Sean Patton, everybody. Let her hear it. Sean Patton. That is fucking phenomenal stuff, man.
I met that girl. If we ever, if that film ever comes out, we have the footage. We actually don't have footage of her, right? She didn't sign a waiver, but at this point, does it matter? Like, you know, like, do we really care if she signs? She ruined your heart, and your heart's more important to us. As all right, so.
But that's what comedians are all about. We're martyrs for pain. So all that painful experience turned into that great joke. So that's a win-win for you, I'm sure.
That's the best.
It's a fucking win.
As this is the only time he doesn't cry about it. Yeah. Was right when he does that bit.
When you people laugh at it.
It's good life. We live a good life is what we're trying to say. It's fun times. It's fun times being a comedian. Yeah.
We're very easy
to get along with.
Yeah. Like you plan shows like, you know, as an experiment. Like we should do this podcast live. And then you know everyone's name who showed up in the room. It's seems more like a Thanksgiving, nobody has a family kind of thing.
I know.
Doesn't this feel like nobody wants to go home for Thanksgiving, so we got together?
You know what's great? I know everybody's name and one person's social security number. So... That is how
That's how this went down.
That's how this went down.
But we're having a good time, right? You guys having fun, huh?
So keep it going.
It's fucking great. This is our first one, so thanks for coming, man.
I was, this next guy, we're bringing this next comic, is such a big fan, and I was just in the Boston Comedy Festival with this guy, and he did not win, but he should have, because this guy, he's unbelievable. Everybody, round of applause for Mark Norman.
Norman!
There's a credit for you. He didn't win. No, but it was a fun time. A lot of lady talk, a lot of, you know, didn't get with that girl talk. I know what that's about. I've had my shares of the old heartache. I'm not sure if I know exactly what women find sexy. I have no idea. You know, with guys, it's very easy. You know, on every women's magazine, it's like 10 ways to get a guy off or, you know, go down on him better now, you know? And, like, on a men's magazine, it's like, cars go fast, and we like music, you know? It's very simple. Like, I had a girl tell me the other day, like, oh, you got some grays in your hair. That is hot. What? That's it? Good Lord. I'll dye my whole hair gray if that's what it takes, you know? Come on. One girl told me I had a sexy belt once. Belt. That's it. One time I was reading a 17 magazine. I was at a dentist's office, and I brought it. And it had this great article called Girl Confessions. And it was like, one girl said, I went on a date with a guy. We stopped for something to eat. And he wolfed down two chili dogs. I've never been more turned on. That's when I realized women can't say what they find sexy because they would sound insane. You know, like if you're talking to a guy like, hey, what do you like in a woman? Long legs and luscious lips. All right, that sounds good. Hey, lady, what do you find sexy in a man? Chili dogs and belts. Ah, well, you're clearly homeless. All right. Nicely done. I tried to flirt with a couple ladies on the road recently, not to get with them, just to see if I still have it. And I don't. And I was flirting with this one girl, and it was not going well, and my friend pulled me aside, and he's like, dude, you do not know how to talk to women. You don't know how to talk to women. And I was like, no. I know how to talk to women. I just don't know how to talk to people I'm trying to fuck. That's really what it is. I was great with that lady at Dunkin' Donuts. I nailed my order. I do like a good lady, though. I'm a fan of the women. Gail. You know what's sad? You're the person I use like when I need to prove I know a black person. So thanks for that. I like women, which is interesting. When I was a kid, I hated girls. When I was like 6 years old, I thought girls were gross, thought they were dumb. And you know, you're allowed to hate girls as a kid. But that's really the only group a kid's allowed to hate. Because if I was a six-year-old that hated Puerto Ricans, that would be weird. You know, if I was like, hey, Mom, I hate Puerto Ricans, she would never say, oh, you'll like them one day. You'll like them a lot. I got to be honest with you Jews. In the day, I work as a janitor. That's what I'm doing for my day job. It's brutal. Worst job I've ever had. Everybody looks down on me. They talk down to me. The other day I was mopping the floor, and a businessman slipped. And he goes, Jesus, man, if the floor is wet, you got to put a sign down. I'm like, I'm mopping in front of you. I am the sign. You know the little guy on the sign doing this? That's me, but in 3D. Come on. Then my boss chewed me out after. He's like, come on, Mark, you're embarrassing me out there. I'm like, well, that makes two of us. I'm a janitor. One perk of being a janitor, one good thing, is I work a lot of ex-cons, and they tell me stories of jail, and they are terrifying. Horrific stories of prison. You know that whole drop the soap thing in prison? That is real. That's a real thing. Don't you think it's about time in prison showers we get some body wash in there? Wouldn't that help a lot of people out? Like, whoop, I dropped a little. I'll just get another squirt. That should be Body Wash's whole new ad campaign. Yeah. Buy Old Spice. It'll save your ass. Somebody recently told me that joke was homophobic. And if being scared of getting anally raped makes me homophobic, I'll take it. I'm a fan of the gays. I have a friend who's gay, but he won't admit it. Like, I know he's gay, but he won't come out. I don't care if he's gay. I just want him to tell me. We're friends. The most I can get out of him is he'll say, well, I experimented in college. And I'm like, yeah, but you went to college online. You ever done college online? It's like 20 minutes a week. So really, you are gay, and you just experimented with college. I think that's what really happened there. I love the old gay marriage. That's a good one. I love gay marriage because it's the only big issue you can be honest about and still look like a good person. Let me explain. You know, if somebody says, hey, man, how'd you feel about that earthquake in Haiti? I don't care. Doesn't affect me. What a dick. But if somebody says, hey, man, how do you feel about gays getting married? I don't care. Doesn't affect me. You got the right attitude. Very progressive. I had a guy recently, a big sports friend. He's a big sports fan, and he was all bummed out the other day because his favorite athlete is on steroids. And I was like, so what? What does that matter? And he goes, how would you feel if your favorite porn star was on Viagra? And I was like, well, first of all, it's a little weird you think my favorite porn stars are men. Secondly, I don't care if porn stars do drugs. What do I? I'm not watching porn for the ethics, you know. I'm in it for the old bang. That's it. I am a fan of the internet. I feel like that's my religion. If I worship anything, it's the internet. Love the internet. I give it money. I'm on it all day. That's why I love my neighborhood, because everywhere around me has Wi-Fi, restaurants, coffee shops. I saw a dive bar with Wi-Fi the other day. The only place I've never seen with Wi-Fi is a church. And I think that makes sense. Because no church wants to compete with invisible power that actually works. All right. Take it easy. We're having a good time. My girlfriend's planning a bachelorette party for some of her friends, and I was trying to help out. And I said, hey, why don't you gals go to a male strip club? And she was like, ugh, male strippers, gross. And I didn't know that. I had no idea. You know, women like men. They like dancing, but not together. I guess it's kind of the same way men feel about the WNBA. You know, we love women. We love sports. But together, gross. This isn't going to work, but I'll try it. It's not going to work at all, but I heard on NPR the other day, there was this real smarty-pants, hoity-toity guy talking, and he was saying, isn't it amazing that we can cure fatal diseases, yet we can't end racism? That's not amazing at all. They're totally different things, you know? That's a terrible comparison. You know, racism you're brought up with. It's part of your upbringing, you know? You can't be taught diseases. Like, it's never like, hey, man, it's a shame your dad hates black people. Well, he smoked for 50 years. Told you it wasn't going to work. Had to try it. Racism's a fun thing. That's a touchy subject. I've been called racist a lot. I think we throw that word around a little too loosely. Like, I think sometimes calling someone racist can, in fact, be more racist. I'll give you an example. I was at a restaurant recently. Guy came in to get a takeout order. They screwed up his order like 5 times. Eventually, the guy just snaps, and he goes, Jesus, what is this place, run by monkeys? And the manager goes, excuse me, sir, that is racist. Now it is. I had a guy come up to me at a party recently, and he goes, hey, have you ever dated a Spanish girl? And I was like, no, I don't think so. And he goes, you don't have any Spanish friends, do you? I was like, no, I don't. I don't really have any white friends either. You want to rub it in? Like, why do we always jump right to racism? You know, it's always like, you don't have any black friends? You must hate black people. No, I'm just unpleasant to be around. Yeah, I'd kill for some black friends. I'd kill for some white friends. I'm very lonely. I'm using, dropping your name for crying out loud. Oh, boy. Race, huh? That's a touchy one. We got to talk about it, though. I hit the booze pretty hard. I like to drink. I was at a bar the other day, and there were a couple girls at the bar flirting with guys just for the free drinks. They weren't going to put out, but they wanted those drinks. Pretty good move. Makes you wonder. You think there's ever been any smart kids out there who would flirt with pedophiles just for the candy? Hey, Timmy, don't talk to that guy. He's a child molester. I know what I'm doing. It's funny, I could actually hear you cringe on that one. I actually heard it. I used to drink and drive a lot. That's one good thing about New York. You don't have to do that. I remember I got caught by my mom in high school drinking and driving, and she was like, you like to drink and drive? You like to drink and drive? who likes to drink and drive? You know, like, who's out there at the bar going, come on, hurry up, finish those beers. I can't wait to get behind the wheel. You know, it's ridiculous. I do it a lot, though. Isn't it? Is it weird to anyone else that there's no fathers against drunk driving? Shouldn't it be parents? That seems weird. I don't know. It should be parents against drunk driving. It almost seems like the dads were like, hey, look, I care about the kids. But when I go out drinking, I'm not taking the bus home. I had some guys come up and stay at my place recently, real crazy guys, like to get drunk, get laid, get nasty. Does anyone else have that one friend where you go out to a bar and try to meet girls and like 20 minutes into it, they just go, fuck this, let's go to a strip club. I don't get that logic. You know, to me that's like going fishing, not catching anything, and being like, fuck this, let's go to the aquarium. You know, it's the same thing. Like, I'm not a big strip club guy. I look at strippers the same way I look at fire alarms. You know, I'm like, oh man, I really want to touch that. But I know if I do, I'll have to leave the building. That's more of a cutesy little joke there. Not really a 1-2. Just kind of gets like, ah, oh, that's cute. He's trying. He's giving a shot. But yeah, I'm not a religious guy. Not too religious. Although I do find religion funny. Like, it's interesting to me that in the 50s, rock and roll is considered the devil's music. Now there's Christian rock. Well, what the hell happened there? I guess Christians go with that old motto, if you can't beat them, ruin it. Sometimes I wish I was religious. Like, I wish I was Jewish. Any Jews here? That was like a Holocaust clap. That was weird. Are you really Jewish?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, we're done. No, I'm just kidding. I love a good Jew. Love a good Jew. I like Jews because you guys have your own persona, your own personality, you know? So much so, you can actually use the word Jew as an adjective. You know, you'd be like, oh yeah, Jeff's got curly hair, very nervous, kind of Jewy. But you could never do that with any other group, you know? You could never be like, oh yeah, Bob, he won't let his wife drive. Kind of muzzy. It's a cover of face. Big old muzz, that guy. Huge Muslim. I think my favorite religion's got to be Scientology. Any Scientologists here? All right, let's shit on it. Love Scientology because it's the only religion out there you can make fun of in public and everybody's on board, you know? Religion's such a touchy subject. You know, if you're like, hey, man, I hate the Jews. Well, you're a racist. Why hate the Muslims? Well, you're a racist. Why hate Scientologists? What are you doing later? I guess if you hate Jews, you're not a racist. Are they a race? They are? Huh. Who knew? I had no idea. But yeah, I'm glad, you know, we got a nice eclectic group here. I'm glad we can talk about race and whatnot. I think we're all getting a little too sensitive with race. We're getting a little too PC. Like, there's so many rules now, you know? Like, Asian people don't like the word Oriental. Eskimos want to be called Inuits. Mexicans want to be called, I don't know, little people? Who can keep up, you know? There's so many rules now. That's why I love Irish people. Irish people have every negative stereotype thrown at them, and they couldn't care less. Like, there's a sports team called the Fightin' Irish. If you take a bath in a sink, it's called an Irish shower. If you leave a bar without saying anything, it's called an Irish goodbye. Now, what's that, booze in that coffee? That's an Irish coffee. You know? There's so many of them. I'm going to beat you like a redheaded stepchild. Now, they never actually say that the kid is Irish, but come on. It's clearly implied. You could never do that with any other group, you know? You could never have a Jewish baseball team called the Brooklyn Hagglers, you know? Before a movie, it never says, please turn off your cell phone and do not talk, black people. No, of course not. Now, you see how tense it's just gotten here right now? Nobody cared at all when I was shitting on the Irish. That's the point I'm trying to make. All right, thanks a lot, guys. I'm Mark Norman.
Mark Norman, everybody. It's great. It's really great. So, not sure. So, like, gets great. Giannis is an animal. So,
Don't you hate religion? How it's like it comes at y'all crazy, like gunfire, like pop, 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 pop. And you said it.
So it's like y'all ever go to Walmart and stuff? It's crazy. It's like
you go to Walmart, be shopping at different places, the worm and stuff. You ever take the bicycle taxi, get in a bicycle taxi, and you just be, you be, you be, you just bike, and you be.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Crazy.
I gotta go back to normal.
All right. Yeah.
I don't like
you. That was a lot of fun to be you. You walk like this, you always look like you're about to break your kneecaps. So. Y'all, it's crazy. It's weird. It's crazy. Animal.
Do you notice how my shoes
are tied,
though?
I get it. I get it. I get it.
Do you like your shoes being tied, though? So if something goes down, like I'm just done if something goes down. These are slippers.
Is that how I fucking look?
Yeah, I got my tongue out. Like, what is 84? Who wears their tongue out like that anymore?
You look like you just
I cover
came,
everything.
Who would just look like you just came from the gym and just threw on some jeans to go out? That's what I feel like.
It does. It's brutal.
So that was fun, huh? We had a good time with that one. I was backstage. I started looking in the mirror. Did the Lou Piniella haircut down like that. He doesn't even put it. Feels pretty good to be you.
Huh?
Hey, first of all, let's give a round of applause for Nate. He just won the Boston Comedy Festival. How's that? How's that? Clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep. Just to let you know, a little inside story. Stand-up comedy is like three contests, I guess, that everyone participates. March Madness. Guess who won that? The kid. First one.
Kid.
Boom. Second one. New York's Funniest. Guess who won that? Boom. The kid. Third one. Boston Comedy Festival. Boom. Clean sweep. Clean sweep.
I'm retired.
Unbelievable.
I'm retired.
Unbelievable.
Out of contest.
Yeah, you're like the Jordan of comedy this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweeping
yeah.
Up.
I'm like I'm no, I wouldn't be like Jordan, I'd be like Bill Russell, because that's how much money I made. Like back when they got paid, like they made like $1,000. Like that's what I got.
Yeah.
So
but it's still it's a good time accomplishment.
You know what? It's about the title, all right? It's not about the money. It's about the love of the game. Do it for the fans. You know? Just goes down like that.
All right. So all at right. This time, we're I think we're going to bring out our podcast mate. A lot of you who listen to our podcast know that he's a big part of our show. And at this time, we would like to welcome to the stage the one, the only, Chris Laker, everybody. Chris Laker, yeah! Chris Laker!
That went over big. You guys were like, hey, I'll put on your t-shirt and hooded sweatshirt and hat and switch. We'll switch t-shirts and hooded sweatshirts and hats because we're so different. They actually backstage switched to brown belts. Both had brown belts.
But he has a belt buckle.
He's got a belt buckle. That was covered.
Yeah.
But
I wanted
now,
to commit.
Now everybody knows. So, all right, that was good.
It went over pretty
this
big.
Cool.
No?
Yeah, I'm on the podcast too, everybody. It was like, hey, how would you like to do the show, Chris? How about we do it not with you for most of it?
Most of it.
That's kind of what we're thinking. Oh, you don't want to do it that way? Well, that's kind of how it's going to go.
I wanted to put you in
he
the corner.
He wanted you to sit in the corner
why
where nobody
can
sit
over time. Here.
No.
And be silent. He said, just sit over there and not say anything.
I didn't say you sit over there. He said, I said it was pointless for you to sit over there and be quiet. But
I wanted him on the
stage.
He's
like, it's like your stepson that you're trying to make him feel like he's your child and you're trying to just get him involved in anything. Like, just let him come with you guys. Just let him come with you guys. He'll just ride in the back. He doesn't ask a lot of questions.
Oh, so I'm the bad guy. So you made me the bad guy.
See? Switching
I'm
around.
The bad guy. Yeah. I'm the bad guy because I wanted him on the stage. Nate was like, no, let's put him in the corner or on top of that wall if we can do that.
I said that.
Nate's the one that made Frankie stay in the treehouse the whole show.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
I wanted you to go early.
Frankie the Banter!
If Giannis had it, Giannis would have brought you up as everybody walks out. All right, as y'all leave, we got this other guy that's not a part of the show. but he wants to try comedy, so we're going to let him come up here and try and die because he doesn't care about any of you. So just, you know, I'll be over there starting fights while he is up here trying to do a
show.
That's
what he really...
You got to earn it. You got to earn it.
That's what he really thinks
about. I was
done
in Rollins' room. You got to earn it.
That's how he that's where he really thinks my act is, that I just get on stage and be like, oh, what's up, everybody?
That is a punchline.
I mean, that is like fair.
That is one of my punchlines.
Raise your hand on the stage if you have humped a stool on stage. Boom. There you go. All right.
I have used the microphone as a penis in a couple bits.
I had imagined.
It has happened. But Frankie was actually somebody I wanted on the cast that you were very resistant to having, Frankie, because as you're resistant to everything because you're a stubborn fucking redneck Italian who doesn't like any fucking change at
all. Well, you had Frankie sending text messages for you in the beginning.
Yeah. You know? Everybody operates differently.
He would go, I would get texts like, hey, YP can meet at whatever time. YP, like that's when I lost it, was like...
We had the banter and YP.
I already got to accept that I have to have his number in my phone now. And I'm just getting text about YP.
Have you accepted Frankie on the cast now? When he calls you, you accept
Frankie.
Him?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I am a big fan, Frankie. Yeah. Big fan.
There's a
can't say the same for these people, but I am. All right? No, it was a joke. It didn't go that good.
So when he calls, you guys talk on the phone? Yeah.
We talk. His number still just comes up as a number, though. I haven't programmed it in the phone. But it's a surprise every time. It's either...
That's ultimate acceptance right there.
It's either Frankie or the guy trying to get me to do a prank radio call at 7 in the morning. It's either one of those.
He hasn't even programmed your name in, Frankie. How do you feel about that, Frank?
That's all right. Baby steps.
Baby steps.
We'll get there one day.
Now, Chris Laker, he got all upset because when we said we were going to do this fucking amazing show, right?
Go ahead.
What?
No, the poster.
People can't understand you anyway. You mumble every time. You got to speak.
You hump a stool,
mumble a little bit.
We all have effect. Of some kind.
You got upset, right? Because what happened was Frankie made the poster for us for the show. Poster, obviously, marketing was very effective for tonight.
Made a poster. Took our logo, put his name at the bottom.
That's what he did.
That was the poster.
Now, the logo, Frankie made his name the same size as Chris Laker's name.
No, bigger.
He made it bigger.
Yeah. Bigger, and it was like Chris Laker and Frankie the Banter again. Like, me and the Banter are like Smokey and the Banter.
And the Banter is such a long name. It was like just like Chris. It was like CL and Frankie.
The Banter!
Quotation marks
quotes
around
on
the
it.
Banter.
Frankie had three. It was Frankie, quotes, the Banterer, Gallo. And
people think it's a different Frank Gallo, maybe, if they don't know it's the Banterer. You gotta know.
No, not the bad Frank Gallo, it's the Banterer. You can rest assured the Banter will be there, brother. What's up, brother? Now, are you feeling that Chris Laker, I think he's getting a little insecure since you joined the cast. Before you joined, it was me and Nate, and Chris was kind of felt like he was the support staff. Now I think he's coming in. Do you want Chris Laker's spot? Are you vying for his spot as sort of the third guy?
No, you know, I'm just doing whatever's best. You know, I see us as a team, so
You're a team player.
Laker is already asking for more money.
He is.
So, and we don't have any money yet. Yeah. So that's it's getting real. But we can afford you, the Banter.
We can afford you, that's for sure.
Yes, I work for free.
You work for free. So you're
ready
a team player. Chris, he's saying he's a team player.
All right.
What the fuck? Are you a team player or are you getting jealous? I mean, you getting jealous?
Well, I'm a team player because I'm on the team. I'm not the equipment man. I mean, Frankie's got a clipboard and a stopwatch.
Frankie, what do you think about that, Frankie?
Yeah, listen, if that's what makes it work for the team, I'm on board.
Just a nice guy up there, huh? Humble guy from Jersey? Yeah, if that's what's best for the team, that's what we're going to do. That's just how we're going to roll. Me and the Banter. All right, so we have some topics that we want to talk about tonight. Yeah. We're going to do a little. We're going to give you guys a little sample. Yeah.
It's a little sample of the podcast, and then we.
In case you don't have the internet.
Yeah. Is there anyone in here who has not heard our amazing podcast, which was just voted by my mother, one of her favorite podcasts? I don't know about you guys. You guys all listen? It's getting pretty popular. We got 20 reviews on iTunes right now, two of which people out in the room reviewed it. So those are 18 unaccounted for five-star votes somewhere in the world.
Yeah, I like that we had the audacity, too, to be like, I think they want us to do a live show. No one wants you to do a live show. I think they want
the demand's there. The demand is there.
We should do one.
Yeah.
Let's do our first topic.
Yeah. What's the first topic, Frankie?
All right. First topic. Did you hear about the guy who shot his TV because he actually saw Bristol Palin on Dancing with the Stars?
I did see that, Frankie. Amazing you brought it up.
That didn't sound canned at all, did it? Hey, guys, first topic. So, Chris, first of all, I don't know why we're doing this. Because this is nothing how our podcast goes. But this is what happened. We've actually figured out the format for this show about during the show.
Yeah. If I wasn't here, this part would have been 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So... There you go.
Me and Chris were like, let's just go. And Nate was like, I don't think it's going to work because we didn't prepare anything. And I was like, no, we'll make it work. So we're all right.
We were supposed to prepare something. And we
then we went to Nate's house. And
we didn't even watch TV.
No,
we were all, like,
that's because he's
got to
take a shit for fucking 40 minutes with the water running like he's a woman. Can you believe that shit? When he takes a shit, he runs the water. He runs the water. And I was sitting there, sitting there on the couch, and I'm like, is that the water running? And he's like, yeah. But I'm like, why are you worried? He's like, mind your own business. I'm not bothering you. I don't ask any questions.
Exactly. I'm not in his house running the water. Leave me alone.
Yeah, but why would you run the water? I know you're taking a shit.
What does it matter?
Because it's not
it
green.
It doesn't matter.
It's a waste of water.
It's not green.
It's a waste of fucking water.
I hope it is. I hope there's someone in some other country and their faucet doesn't work when I have to do that. That's what I hope. I didn't want to hope that, but now I hope that. And I hope I meet them. They go, yeah. Did you enjoy your showers or you stood there with soap on? That was me just figuring out what I'm going to do for the night
Why do you do that?
I like the noise because I don't want noise. Just, you're in the other room. I just don't need, I guess I'm not as confident as you are when you.
Well, why do you need confidence to shit, man? You're in the toilet.
I just
need
to be by myself.
Your own business.
I don't want you in there. I'm just like, is he taking a shower?
I heard the water. I'm like, is he fucking taking a shower?
I should have cut
the
shower.
I'm like,
no,
you taking a shower?
Yeah.
I just hear, no. I'm like, are you running the water?
Why would you want to talk? Mind your own business. I don't even want
to
talk to you. And I'm like, why you have to talk?
Because
like,
you're running the fucking water and you took.
Isn't that a time for just you to be by yourself and you shouldn't have to talk through a door? Like, that's like. Like, you know, you're the guy that, like, you probably talk on the phone the entire time when
you do
it. I
play chess on my iPhone.
You'd be answering the phone and would just be like, hey, I could hang out.
Yeah, you wouldn't
answer the
phone when you're taking a shit?
I think that's disrespectful to the person that's calling you. If you're going, this is the only time I can talk to you.
Southern hospitality.
Is when I am doing the grossest thing. When I am having to, you know, whatever. I just can't think of a.
Well, we didn't plan the fucking show because you took three shits for 45 minutes.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah, we went to his house. Like, let's plan out the show. He's like, I got to take a shit, guys. I'll be back. I go take a shit, dude.
It wasn't because you were having to repost something on Facebook about some show and something and some video. Did y'all see this video of Sarah Palin flying a kite? She doesn't know how to fly a kite. You gonna vote for that girl?
No, I post original material, a lot of which you're in. So
besides like that,
yeah, I don't post anything else. Anyway, that's why we don't have anything fucking prepared.
We did. We said we're going to do a topic. Well, he yelled a topic, and then you went off a crazy rant about stuff that we were planning for our next show, which will happen in a year from now.
By the way, after these shoes, very comfortable.
So wear comfortable stuff.
This was supposed to be a weekly show.
Yeah, it's not.
This was supposed to happen every week. We already said monthly before this started.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
It was
quarterly. Quarterly.
We showed up. We were like, you know, we were thinking that this place was going to be fucking rammed to the rafters. at least with a whole bunch of comedians who were curious, not one comedian showed up who wasn't on the show, which is weird. And we thought it was going to be a lot more people. We came in, we saw Erin sitting by herself.
Dan Check,
and when she said to me, "You guys don't have to do the show just for me, you know that, right?" I was like, maybe we need to regroup, get some flyers together, hit the streets, and make this thing
We don't have the budget for flyers.
We don't have the budget for that.
You gotta get Frankie to chalk like in Midtown Manhattan with arrows all the
with
way.
With arrows. Where is this show? Just over the Queensboro Bridge.
Why, this seems like pretty far.
Comedy show, Long Island City, just arrows going a hole in the bridge.
Just keep going.
Takes Frankie three days to do it.
Work before to work again.
There you go, brother.
Hey.
But did you hear the hostility from Chris? I felt a little hostility.
That's all right. He's a little territorial.
He's a little territorial, right?
Territorial.
You're more of a team player, right?
Very much so.
I just don't think your name should be bigger. That's all.
It matches
the
design.
It's a font. You couldn't make the font the same. Okay, fine. And then you come up to me and say, okay, I'm going to put my name on the back now. It's like, you know, just if you were going to change it, you would have changed it.
Then you went and changed it to producer Frankie the Banner of Gala. No, the name's still pretty big on there.
I spaced it way down.
You spaced it way down. So he accommodated you because he's a team player.
I didn't see the new thing. Okay.
You're just a jealous, surly bastard. Look how nice he is. How can you even be angry at that? What do you people think? Is he did the right thing, right, Frankie?
Well, now, fine. Okay.
All right. They don't care at all.
I had to look like a dick. I had to look like a dick for it to happen.
Because you are an asshole. All right, so Sarah Palin, what happened, Frankie?
Yeah. No. This guy shot his TV.
This guy in Wisconsin.
He saw Bristol Palin.
Vermont, Wisconsin, this guy was in. So you really know it's already a fucked up place, Vermont, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Shot his TV because he watched Bristol Palin on Dancing with the Stars. Obviously has other issues, but that was what triggered. His wife said that he's threatened her life a number of times. She's still there, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's not that.
But he had a standoff with the SWAT team, like, all night. And
right,
then,
after he shot the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not like, you don't just have an isolated incident of anger like that. There had to be some...
This guy hated Palin, right? Like,
yeah.
That's why?
No, just Isn't, Bristol, the
yeah.
daughter.
He just Isn't went like this. He was sitting there, he was watching Dancing with the Stars, Bristol Palin was on, and this is exactly what happened, right? He goes, ah, politics, and he screams. He gets up and gets his gun.
His wife goes, and shoots the TV.
Yeah.
And this is who y'all think is going to vote for Palin. That's who you think, how people that would vote for Palin would react, right? You think we're going to be lunatics like that would just shoot our TV? And it's a guy that hates Palin.
That's actually
Palin.
The most logical response to watching Dancing with the Stars I've ever heard.
That is pretty logical to watching Dancing with the Stars.
It's not logical.
Are you saying that you would vote? You're going to vote for Sarah Palin?
As many times as I can. I will vote in multiple states.
For Sarah Palin?
I think so, yeah.
Really? You're that much of a hardcore... You don't think she's dumb?
No, I don't think she's dumb.
What do you think about her?
I like her.
You do?
I don't know. Well, I don't think she's dumb. I think she gets cornered into all her...
Is that what
like,
I look like when I'm just hanging?
Yeah, this is how... Yeah, your stomach would be out, but... and we would have to deal with that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm for her. I'll vote for her. I don't
you
know.
Would vote
what
for
do you
her.
Want from me?
Would you vote for her, from Chris?
I only vote third party. I vote for Nader.
Either.
I'm not. I can't. I'm not voting. Well, I can't take either side.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know Chris, but this whole new look is new.
It is new.
Is it?
New
jeans. I got new this jeans.
This is like the last week. He used to look like a postal worker.
Again,
and
I
now
had,
all of a sudden
I
he looks
jeans.
Like he listens to the Beastie Boys. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
I guess because he's getting his asshole licked now. So
we.
I don't know if you listen to the cast, but somebody's getting a rusty trombone in the kitchen.
Before we started, we call this segment Getting Out of How Bad the Other One Was Going and Moving On.
Moving
That's
on.
What this segment's called, That's Moving called the, On.
Yeah, moving on from a dead end. But that is true. Chris, as you know, he's a miserable guy. And now look at him. He looks like he's about to go to a Beastie Boys concert. When did you get the new fucking $100 jeans and the shell tops?
Why'd I get,
they were not even
No, when?
Jeans.
When?
When and why? The people want to know. Your fans. All three.
Because it was my birthday, and a 38-year-old man needs new shell tops. And, I bought some.
You got two pairs of shell tops, too. All one, right. You got Def Jam editions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I knew something was strange when you came up to me. You're like, hey, Giannis, I'm about to get some new sneakers. What do you recommend? I was like, what?
Well, you're the sneaker guy.
I am the
you
sneaker guy.
You have a whole apartment full of sneakers. I sit on a pile of sneakers every time we do this fucking podcast.
I have a sketch about sneakers.
Yeah, I did do a sketch. But I always picture you just with the tightly laced New Balance. Like, just frustration. Like, you're so angry at the world, you always pull those laces too tight. Because those joints would, like, be flopping off the side of his shoe. You know when someone laces them too tight? That's how his joints were. But now look at you. Ad Rock. Is that because of the new girl?
Because
you got yourself a new girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah? Things going good?
It's going good.
She licks your ass a lot?
What? A lot? I guess for most people, like, it would be a lot being more than once. Or at all. But I'm the first guy she's ever done that to.
Really?
Yeah.
You inspired her because she said that you guys, she was so...
Isn't that what they would all say?
Right? Yeah, I don't think they would be like...
No,
this is the first time I've ever done it.
Never.
You're pretty, a pro at it?
You're pretty good. You got through all the hair and everything.
Yeah. Dude, I didn't tell
like
her that.
Like a bushwhacker in the jungle.
I didn't tell her it was the first time I ate an ass.
You ate her ass?
Yeah. The fuck are you doing?
You're an open book, though.
Of course.
Really?
It's there. What are you doing with it? Ignore it?
He dances
around it. We're losing this country. Because men won't just get their uniforms dirty. Just get in there. Fuck it.
All right, we're going to end this show. Give everybody a round of applause that you saw perform tonight. Thank you so much. We're going to end this show like we end our podcast with a little segment that we love to call Ah Christ with Chris Laker, everybody.
Enjoy.
All right, thanks, guys. All right. It's an awkward introduction, but okay. Yeah, so I went to the movies on Saturday, and I had to go to the independent movie theater, which I don't usually. I never go to the independent movie theaters. I don't watch independent movies because I've had failed relationships. I know what they fucking look like. I don't need to see a black and white like shaky cam recreate it while some like grad student shows me how cool a CD collection is. But I had to go, and they're the worst. It's a shitty theater because no one wants to go there. But I wanted to see this one movie, Fair Game, which was about Joe Wilson and his wife Valerie playing and outed by the Bush administration about being a CIA agent because her husband called him out. And problem is, even in New York City, nobody wants to see a movie about an entitled rich kid that went to Harvard being a dick unless it's the Facebook movie. Like, nobody cares. Like, people are still saying, like, oh, 9/11 might have been inside. It doesn't matter. Like, they could have said that. They could have said it right out. We did it. By now, we would have all been like, yeah, that happened. No one would give a shit. That's why I didn't vote in the election. People give me no one gives a shit. I didn't vote in the election the other like a week ago, whatever the fuck it was, between a crazy guy and name I recognize. You know, because Andrew Cuomo won because that name you recognize always wins over a crazy guy. He's just lucky, like, Eddie Money didn't run. Because that name would have won. People, I recognize that name. I'll vote for him. At least Eddie Money didn't contribute to the collapse of the mortgage industry. And also, there wasn't a Mario Money that wrote a better song than Two Tickets to Paradise. I don't think you can argue there is a person that wrote any song better than Two Tickets to Paradise. Unless you're arguing that person's Eddie Money and the song is Walk on Water, still respectfully disagree. Yeah, it was my birthday on Saturday, so I went to the movies, man. It's my birthday. I don't mind getting older, but I had brunch with like a high school friend of mine, and he's a very successful finance guy. He's got married with two kids, so I could see what my age is supposed to look like. Holy shit! Not good. Because he worries about stuff. He was talking to me, asking me about my life. I was like, well, I'm on unemployment, so that's the shit, right? But I can't pay my credit cards. He's like, oh, you can't pay your credit cards? What are you going to do? I was like, I don't know. I was thinking about not giving them money. Not totally irresponsible, but I bought a fun ringtone. So now every morning when Capital One calls, I hear Christian rock, and it makes me smile. He's like, oh, but you're not going to be able to buy a house. And I had to explain to him that the night before, I was trying to convince a bar owner to let me sleep in the basement for $200 a month. So no, I am not going to buy a house. But I might be sleeping in a blanket for it. That's pretty good. Do have a new girlfriend. I was single. I like being single. Didn't think I wanted to settle down, and then, okay, that wasn't distracting. No, it's good. We have pictures at least to capture this. Want to remember this fucking moment for the rest of my life. But, I don't know. Yeah, so I got a new girlfriend. I like being single, I'm just saying. I don't want to settle down, but then sometimes a woman comes in your life that does something with her tongue that makes you want to meet her parents. It wasn't even like begrudgingly. It was like a celebration. Something I didn't even know that could be celebrated. Remind me when I was in fifth grade and I got off of Rosh Hashanah. So I'm not Jewish. I didn't know what that was. She thinks we had like a real strong connection, so she thinks that we knew each other in past lives, which is stupid. It's obvious. There's no past lives. I mean, people come together because Jesus wants to watch you fuck. All right? That's Jesus' porn. He's watching millions of people fuck at once. You don't think he's like, he's not on the internet. And he's like, pardon me, he's jerking off to that. That's what he's he's into a lot of shit, though, you know, because it's everybody. But I think I figured out what Jesus likes the most. Black on Asian. That's why they get such beautiful babies. Huh. Oh my God is right, Gail. This is good. Ah, Annie's here. Can pick out the laughs. It's always a good sign in a fucking room. I just keep it going anyway. I don't give a fuck. I don't know. I still live with my ex-girlfriend. And when people find that out, they always ask if we still have sex. And I say, we don't, because we don't. But a more accurate answer is, she'd rather not. It's not an adult decision that we came to together. There's a lot of her explaining to me how it'd be a bad idea for our relationship as friends and our living situation. A lot of me going, come on, come on. I've had a lot of chicks pray over me because I find it uncomfortable, and they'll get around to it eventually, you know. And I don't mind it because I don't need closure. I don't need to know why. Like if someone broke up and you don't know why and you really need that to move on, I could tell you it's because they don't like you anymore. Feel better? But there was this one, it was a long time ago, and I thought we were really kind of, we had something really cool, and then she dumped me in a bowling alley, which if you're going to pick a place, I guess it's as good as any. And she met another dude and never heard from her again. I kind of wondered what happened to her or whatever, and then she found me years later on Facebook just to rub it in my face, this life she had with Mr. Steady Income and doesn't eat cereal at the sink for dinner. I got to see how her dreams of becoming a painter and filmmaker got compromised into two kids and a job as an adjunct professor at a community college in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. It just shows no matter how big your artistic dreams are, it just takes that one special person to say, you could do that on the weekends. She could have been living a life with me, moving from a legal sublet to a legal sublet.
writing screenplays at night while I'm out telling jizz jokes. A lot of comics tell dick jokes. Mine tend to be more jizz related. It's a natural progression of the art form. Maybe I'll tell one now. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck me. How are we doing on time, Frankie? Say, get on the mic. This fucking sucks.
Still got a couple more minutes, Chris.
What? How much time have I done? Has it been eternity?
You got no, a little over seven.
What's up?
A little over seven.
How much? A little over seven? Yeah. Holy fuck! You guys want to come back out? All right, no. We'll have you close out the show after it all collapses. No, it's not their fault. It's mine.
You want me to give you the light?
Well, I can end it on my own, Frank. I don't need you to flick it on and off. But maybe we are a comedy team, Frankie. Laker and the Banterer. We're going to let's get a fucking Trans Am and go across the country. What's going on back there? Like, you guys are like hanging out back there. What do you guys want to do? Come, I don't know. Maybe I'll close. I'll close on it. I'll think. Let me think if there's something I didn't say that was funny. No, you. It's like, you look at this. It's like, this is like, I'm like, it's like, look at this. It's so funny. It's like, this is going to be great. Oh, they're gonna laugh really hard there. And there. Oh, this one, forget it.
Would you like my notebook, Chris?
What's up?
Would you like my notebook instead?
Do you have your laminates, Frank? I have to do your one-man show delivery? Boston? Is that what you want me to talk about, Boston?
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Okay. Okay, I was with Nate in Boston and got to go there. Man, that colonial shit pile's sure proud of not doing anything since 1776. I fucking hate that place. And so you go to, and I was with, hey, all these other dudes from Boston, they kept having to point out like every historical thing there. Like they kept, oh, there's America's first restaurant. And down that alleyway, Paul Revere got a hand job. And oh, now we're passing by the country's oldest Acura dealership. And on that corner is the birthplace of the man, the first man to mispronounce the letter A. I understand it's historic. You know where else is historic? It's New York. But we've done some shit since then. It's like you go down to Wall Street. They used to sell black people. Now they're fucking everybody. You gotta keep moving. Thanks, yeah. Then they kept having to warn me. They were like, oh man, you can't handle the whirlwind, the typhoon that is Boston at night. They drink all night long. All night long is 1:45, by the way. And they every shitty working class town loves to drink. I know this. I grew up on Staten Island. I learned at an early age to be ashamed. After the first time I took a trip on that boat, the SS administrative assistant, I got to see where all the grown-ups were. I was like, oh yeah, where I live sucks. Didn't fucking celebrate it the rest of my life. You have easy money in Wu-Tang Clan. That's about it. I'll tell you what they didn't like in Boston, what they didn't find funny was cancer. I told a joke about cancer. You probably shouldn't open with this. This is what you learn. But I had a joke about cancer. It's sort of the punchline. And some people get very, it's like they get upset when they hear a joke about cancer. Like I'm like the one guy, like I'm supposed to say to him, oh, I'm sorry, I should have recognized you from when you were on CNN in 2002, your uncle had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and you were the only person to ever be affected by cancer. It's like, we... What was that? There's a dog in here? Is that one of those cancer-sniffing dogs? It's like everybody. It's like everybody's had multiple... But everybody, and me and everybody I know, we've all had, everybody's had multiple family members die of cancer. And if you didn't, you're probably eight, and your parents didn't know how to explain it to you, so they had to say something like, hey, you know how Pop-Up used to take your nose? Well, God did that with his colon. That's how I'm going to end this motherfucker. See you guys later. Yes, Nick, come on.
Chris Lake to end the show. How's that sound, everybody? Yeah. Was there a dog in here? Oh, at least we got another person at the thing at the show. There was another seat filled.
That counts.
Well, listen, man, we appreciate you coming out. We really do. I know it's a small crowd, but I hope you had a good time. Did you guys have a decent time? Was that all right? I'd tell you, me and Nate, we just love working together, man. We met 6 years ago, and we're very different, and we just enjoy working. And we did a college tour like this, and we decided to do the podcast. It was his idea, and we just love doing the two-man thing. We shot a bunch of films. Go watch our films, Ditch Films. Please listen to our podcast. It could
listen
be better.
Listen to it. Yeah. It could be better.
And we thank you for coming out.
Yes. It could be better.org.
There you go, Frankie.
Lee, give him the number, Frankie.
Frankie, what's the number?
347-535-4NYC. Give us a call.
And do listen if you haven't. I'm sure everyone here does, but it is actually going to be a very popular podcast. You would
know.
We
think so eventually. One of us will break, and it'll carry the podcast. So...
So
thank you. It really means a lot for y'all coming out. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good night, everybody.
And the Creek in the Cave, Rebecca, for letting us do this.
Frankie the Banner, Chris Laker.
Rebecca.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Rebecca.